From theunce.com, this is The Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Welcome to the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. This is our special Camp Bisco 10 wrap-up episode. The Disco Biscuits Annual Festival, the summer celebrating its 10th anniversary, has traditionally been one of the biggest electronic festivals in the Northeast, featuring headliners Cut Copy, Ratatat, Pretty Lights, Borgor, Spongle, Mastercraft, Ghostland Observatory, Wolfgang Gartner, Lotus, and of course the Biscuits. This year they really outdid themselves. As a special added bonus treat, faithful Unce listeners get a break from my nasally voice, pretentious cadence, and bad jokes. Senior Unce contributor Carrie McNeil was on site at Camp Bisco, and shortly following the festival, she got a chance to talk to one of the biggest DJs on the scene today, Mr. Martin Fulb, aka Marty Party. He's been one of the most prolific producers of late, releasing Skakuza, Blueberry Kush, his Purple album, as well as putting out a Twisted Summer mixtape, which we're listening to now, which features collaborations with Mimosa, and the Ultraviolet Halo EP with up-and-comer Minnesota under the moniker Death Star. Jeez, take a break. Today's show is sponsored by Rootwire Music and Arts Festival, taking place this entire weekend at Kepner's Woods in Logan, Ohio. Papadozio headlines with Blue Tech, Kilowatts, The Work, Zugma, EP3, Ski Tone, $6 Suit, and more. Tickets are available at the gate. Visit RootwireFestival.com for more information. Before we get started, one of the headliners at Bisco recently released an album, and it wouldn't be right if we didn't talk about it. Congrats to Lauren, Leah, and the entire Bass Nectar crew. Divergent Spectrum, which dropped on Tuesday, hit the top of the iTunes electronic chart. Here's a taste of Above and Beyond, which you'll be able to download for free on the Unce 2011 Digital Music Sampler in 1 week. With Above and Beyond, produced with Seth Drake. Let's get to the Marty Party interview from Carrie McNeil.
How was your experience at Camp Bisco? How did it compare to Sonic Bloom? And did the crowds react differently or kind of the same?
It was awesome. The biggest difference was I was pretty much competing with the main stage during my set because there was a really big band there. So when I started at 4:30, there were about 150 people in the main tent. And I was like, oh, damn, I'm screwed. But within 10 minutes of my set, the place was packed.
Yeah, so, definitely.
I asked the Camp Bisco guys how many people fit in their tent, and they said 8,500.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty amazing. So 8,500 people came to see me.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, really happy about that. Really good. It's a really good indication of exactly how many fans you have. You know, at festivals, you never know if the people are there for before you or after you or if they're just there generally. But when you go to a festival and you have a set time that competes with other stages and then people come, you at least know that they're coming to see you, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And so how did it compare to your set at Sonic Bloom?
Oh, it was awesome. The nice thing was I have a whole lot of new music that I've been working on in my next release called Sub On. And so I got to play all those songs I've been working on in the last week before Campus Go and sent them off to mastering. So I got to play all of those, which was really fun. So the set was really high energy. It was really cool.
That's awesome. So throughout your tours, do you have a favorite spot that you've performed at?
It's hard to say. I mean, there's different kinds of venues. My favorite club venues, like city venues, would probably be the Colorado places and some West Coast clubs in Los Angeles and San Francisco. And also I like the Valerium. I like the Cannery in Nashville. There's a couple of really good city spots that I like. Outdoor venue and festivals, I thought Campusco Tent was amazing. The sound could have been a bit better in the dance tent compared to the main stage, but the actual tent and the vibe was amazing, I thought. Lightning in a Bottle is cool. It's also kind of under the trees and in nature. It's really special to do that as well. But I have to tell you, there are a lot of good venues in the U.S. And usually, you know, it's all about the sound system. So, like, you know, the ones that have the amazing sound systems are usually my favorite.
Definitely. And so how is performing as Marty Putty or as Penny Raid different? And how does your role differ between the two when you're performing?
Marty Putty is my main priority, and it's my solo project, and it's really high energy, and I focus my music towards, you know, kids and the rave scene and a lot more high energy. Penny Raid is, you know, we started Penny Raid back in 2006, really as sort of a down-tempo, sexier kind of project, and it slowly got more bigger and bigger, and we play bigger and bigger stages, so we've had to entertain, you know, bigger audiences of kids and stuff. So we started to write more, you know, up-tempo and dubstep-type tracks to fit into those shows. But so it has kind of warped and changed over the years from the original Source album, which was a much more sort of esoteric, psychedelic experience, into something more of, you know, club bangers and things, just because we've played bigger and bigger stages. But Marty Putty is me, and it's the music I make and my collaborations. And in my sets, I play Marty Putty tracks and my collaboration tracks. That's all. Penny Raid is me and Josh together, and then he'll play his tracks and any collaborations he's in. And then when it's my turn, I'll play my tracks and any collaborations I'm in. Then we join our computers up so that, you know, they're actually playing on the same MIDI clock and in time. And so the show becomes sort of just a real mix of all of that music, including Josh's music, which is really interesting. The Marty Putty sets, I play only my own music and my own collaborations. So that's the only real difference. But as far as the actual way we play, it's pretty much the same. We both use Ableton Live, and we'll give us the opportunity to mix more than two tracks at the same time. So we mix, you know, several tracks, one shots and acapellas all at the same time. So when we do Penny Raid, it's just an additional computer of material as well. And I think the only real difference is that two people on stage.
what you look for. Turn my sorrow into treasure gold. You'll pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow.
If you saw any dubstep DJs this summer, you heard that last track. Marty Party in Minnesota's remix of Adele's Rolling in the Deep. Let's get back to Carrie and Marty.
Speaking about collaborations, do you have any favorite artists to collaborate with, or are there any artists that you'd like to collaborate with in the future?
I've just started a collaboration with Minnesota, Christian out of Santa Cruz. His name is Minnesota, DJ Minnesota. I'm a dubstep DJ, and we're putting out our first EP with that material, which includes the Wiz Khalifa remix On My Level, which I played in Campus Club for Everyone, and went down really well. Then I have collaborations with Mimosa. We've never released anything, but we plan to. He just moved here to the East Coast, to New York, for the summer, so I'm hoping we can get together and start to release some music. And then that's it. I've only collaborated with Ur, Mimosa, and Minnesota. I'm hoping to collaborate with more people over the next year. I'd really like to collaborate with some of the other big dubstep artists like Skrillex, etc. That would be really fun.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like a good idea. I like the sound of that. Could you explain the concept of purple music for those who are unfamiliar with it? And how is your music purple, and how did you get into making it?
I use the word purple because whenever I have to release or talk about my music, I have to put it in a category, and it kind of fits between hip-hop and dubstep. So it's bass music, lead-oriented music. So the lead is the bass. So it's definitely bass music, purple. But it tends to not have wobs. So it's not the wobbly kind of bass. It's more the long note bass. So much more intense, emotional sort of bass lines instead of the wonky, wobbly bass lines. Other than that, it tends to be a lot more melodic, and it has much more of a progressive flow instead of dubstep, which tends to just be very loopy, a loopy bass line. My purple tracks, what I tend to do is have an introduction and then introduce various layers one at a time every 8 bars until a full crescendo, and then start again at the beginning. So it's more of a storytelling type of genre. It's definitely bass music. It doesn't have wobbles. It has more long notes, long bass notes, and a lot more melodic layering than only bass line. So that's really what it is. I love it, and it has a certain fan base of mine, which love the purple music. Then I also make dubstep, hip-hop music, so I tend to play all of that in my sets. But the purple music is, you know, what's really special, and I released my purple album, so I'm really trying to support that. And the purple album for me represents all the kinds of purple music that I make. If you listen to all those tracks, each one has a certain different variation on the purple theme. But you'll see it, they all have that consistent progression, and they're all synthetic. In other words, I don't use any analog or organic sounds at all. There's nothing in there that will remind you of a real instrument. It's all synthesized sounds that I do myself with my own sound design. So that's another attribute of purple. It's 100% electronic.
So speaking of your latest release, Purple, you've kind of released a lot of stuff throughout the last year, the Blu-ray Kush EP, Purple, the summer mixtape, and so how does each release kind of differ from one another, and what did you like best about each release?
The first release, Skakuza, that I did had a lot of down-tempo songs, and a lot of those releases are really just to get them out there so that they can start to get licensed in commercials and things like that. And the Skakuza had a lot of really good licensable tracks on it. Blueberry Kush was the beginning of the purple movement for me, my purple year. And so there's a lot of purple stuff on there. There's some very aggressive tracks. But what I like to do with my EPs is have tracks that, you know, a good blend of tracks, not just all the same tempo, the same vibe. So you'll see they all have a taste of every kind of music that Mardi Party produces on them. And then the Purple album was, I think, 14 purple tracks, all ranging, you know, from that sort of down-tempo purple all the way up to the sort of more cranky, high-energy purple, dubstep type to purple. So it's just really releasing music as I evolve. The last few weeks, I've been making pure dubstep tracks, which I played a few of at Camp Bisco, and I'm going to be releasing that EP, and those are just going to be, you know, pure club heaters for the dubstep people. So there'll be nothing really emotional on that. It'll all be just insane dubstep for the kids. And then the next album I'm doing that I've started now is going to be very down-tempo. I'm doing piano and 808 drum kit music, so that the sub-bass will be only 808s, and the leads and the melodies will all be various piano pieces and layers. And I'm going to put out an EP with just piano and bass.
It's time to step away from Marty for just a few minutes. Ski Tones, who are playing this weekend's Rootwire Festival, just released a remix album. Check out DWB's remix of General Sherman. DWB's remix of Ski Tones' General Sherman, available for free on their Retrospective Remixes and Live PA Rarities album. Experimental electronic act Loyal Divide out of Chicago just signed to Kilo Records. To celebrate and in anticipation of their Kilo debut, Bodice Ripper, on October 4th, the band has released a brand new single, Death Breath. Divide with Death Breath. Check out their brand new website at loyaldividemusic.com. Let's get back to Marty Party with his remix of Wiz Khalifa's On My Level, produced with Minnesota.
Behind the summer mixtape, and which track do you think has received the most positive feedback?
The Twisted summer mix came about. My wife has a blog called Twisted Lamb, and she wanted to release some of my music onto her blog, so she asked me to do a mixtape of sort of the kind of music that is more listenable instead of the club or show based music, which tends to be, has to have subwoofers and a big club sound system to really be appreciated. So I just quickly did a mix of all of my material that kind of sits in the background and is really nice listening music, which include a lot of purple tracks, a lot of collaboration tracks, and so on, and some of my released material. And on that mix actually has the Death Star remix in it of Wiz Khalifa. That one's done really well. A lot of people love that part of the mix. It also has some of the Mimosa tracks that are collaboration tracks, Marty Party Mimosa tracks towards the beginning of the mix, which have never been released, and people have really enjoyed those. And then obviously some of the purple stuff towards the end, which has also got, a huge following. So the mix really also represents all the kinds of music that I do, but all in that sort of sexy, crunky, purple flavor, which tends, a lot of people tend to like. So it's actually been really good for me, that mix. It's got me into a lot of different areas and fan bases because it's much more listenable music, which has been really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I checked it out. I really liked it a lot. I like a lot of the stuff you've done, but I really like the summer mixtape. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, I definitely have two fan bases. I have people that like the more hip-hoppy Marty Party stuff, and the people that like the more dubstepy Marty Party stuff. And so I have to cater to both of those audiences, and I do it via releases and mixtapes that tend to go towards one or two of those horizontals.
Yep, and just kind of to wrap everything up, I know you talked about some collaborations you like to do and what you're planning to release in the future, but is there anything else that you haven't talked about that we can look forward to in the near future?
I've just been booking a lot of Marty Party shows going forward. I'm touring almost till the end of the year, every weekend, all over the country, and I'm going to be playing all of the new music that I've been talking about. The next big projects for me, I have to say my next EP, the piano and bass one, is really big on my radar. But after that, we're probably going to do a new Panty Raid album, so a full Panty Raid LP to back up the source. And that'll be probably the biggest exercise going into the new year. We'll probably go to some remote location and just spend, you know, a month together, me and Ua, and just do that. And that'll have a lot of influences from all of our experiences on our current projects over the last year in it. But people have been really asking for that, so I think that's the next big thing I'm going to do. And then into the next year, I'll probably do another Marty Party full-length album as well. But look out for the next Panty Raid full release. That'll be a big one. And then the Marty Party piano and bass. But most exciting is the next release I'm doing, which is the sub-on genre. It's my new genre of dubstep, and it's just really insane rave music. It's just dubstep for the kids, you know?
All right, awesome. Well, we'll be looking forward to all of that stuff in the future.
Yeah. That's going to be really fun. There's a lot of music coming your way and a lot of shows. I'm doing all kinds of shows and touring as much as I can just to get out there.
Definitely. All right. Well, thanks so much for all of your time. I really appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, thanks for that and support. I love you guys. You've always been behind me supporting independent music.
Episode of the UNS podcast. Special thanks go to Carrie McNeil and Martin Fulb, as well as Sue Zimmerman with Magnum PR. Find out everything Marty Party is up to by going to theUNS.com/Marty Party. Trust me, there's a ton of stuff. We're going out today with Seismic from the Ultraviolet Halo EP by Death Star. That's Marty Party and Minnesota. Remember to visit our contest page by entering theUNS.com/contest into your favorite browser. Win tickets for shows you didn't even know about in your area or across the country. Grab a pair of tickets to Elliott Lip and Boombox in New York, or how about festival passes for Camp Barefoot, Liberate, or North Coast Music Festival? Sounds good, right? Please visit theUNS.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the UNS podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theuns.com. That's A-N-A-N-D @theuns.com. And join in the conversation at the UNS podcast on Twitter. Catch you next week.